It's Midweek Action. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Jake Nolan, by Grace Maley, and by Rob Gutman to talk, to bask in Liverpool for Chelsea 1. It's quite the thing to bask in. I bask in the table, I bask in performances, Rob, I bask in goals. Love it all. What a time to be alive.
I was listening to, on the way here, I was actually listening to your post-match show.
There's a lot of basking in that.
You were basking like a motherfucker.
You could have a bask manager bask. Soon as well.
Oh, yeah? You were bask and Robbins. Can I do that joke?
Yeah,
why not? We're all very happy. There's nothing to feel sad about at all. We've forgotten all the sadness, haven't we? That's what I find mainly. Winning matches, seeing football has been really good. Makes you, it's a shame we have to listen to that prick after the game talk, the lovable one who we're going to lose. But no, all seriousness, Jürgen, we love you still. Forever, but yeah, it was. I just the thing that tops it for me. I mean, we had to win that game, didn't we? But to win it well, to win it without those kind of feels, was something else. But also to have a new hero to emerge from the not from the ashes, but from the amidst the glory. Conor Bradley's performance and goal felt like the Gerrard performance and goal against Man U. Do you remember that day where he just approached their goal menacingly from about 40 yards out and just twatted it into the top roof of the net. Not quite the same goal, but it was just a hell of a statement of, I'm here. We were just joking beforehand. Andy's not, has Andy got a mic here? Are you on this one, Andy? Good, so he can't answer back. Oh, no, here he comes. I said the wrong thing, yeah. No, of course you can, Andy. I know you hold the knob in your hand and therefore you can answer back. See, I went there. Andy was saying, well, Trent's definitely getting back in. And I'm thinking, yeah, but only if someone's injured, because he's not getting Conor Bradley's place, apart from unless it's a rotational thing now. Because Conor Bradley has earned the right to stay there regardless of who else comes into view at the moment. I just think also there's been a lot of talk. I was just listening a bit of, who was I listening to? Was it maybe you on the post-match, John? You are my everything. about how we're better balanced without those bums, Salah and Trent and those other good lads. It's a bit mad. It's a bit of a mind thing to get round. I'll shut up then.
It's been a great week, and I wasn't expecting to say that last Friday. Grace, you know, it's still less than a week since the bombshell, which is crazy. This time last week, we were all oblivious, like little idiots.